her nerves. The Green Mountain Country Store needs a website. From what I hear, they're still living in the early 20th century dark ages. My dad went to school with the majority partner, and they ran into each other at their Yale reunion. Dad told him what I do, and one thing led to another.
You mean one thing led to frost heaves and moose crossings?
Despite her tension, Cameron laughed.
God, Troy, what am I doing here?
Taking one for the team, the way you always do.
Yeah, I guess. Her father was one of her weak spots, and he'd taken full advantage by all but ordering her to meet with his old friend. But since her website development company was still recovering from the economic downturn a few years back, any new business was welcome, even if it required a trek into the wilderness. It's so dark I can barely see where I'm going.
You're talking hands-free, right?
Since both my hands are surgically attached to the wheel at the moment, yes.
I should have driven you up there,
he said, sounding regretful. You've got court this week. Her friend was an up-and-coming attorney in Manhattan, and Cameron was proud of all he'd accomplished and appreciative of the pro bono work he did for her company.
Still, we could have gone up yesterday. I would have been back in time.
That's sweet of you, but I wanted to do this on my own.
Had something to prove to yourself, huh?
Well, when was the last time I drove? Or even left Manhattan? I'm almost 30, and until yesterday, I'd never owned a car.
I'm proud of you, Cam. You could have said no or sent one of your employees. It says something about you that you decided to take this on yourself.
Touched by what he'd said, she released a nervous laugh. We'll see how proud you are of me after I'm here a week and going through ugly city withdrawals. Her eyes darted from the dark road to the GPS. Only 5 more minutes. I guess I can take it from here.
You sure?
Positive. Thanks for keeping me company.
Anytime, kiddo. Call me tomorrow?
I will. Good luck in court.
Thanks.
Cameron looked down long enough to end the call. When she returned her attention to the road, something large and black was in her path. A shriek escaped from her clenched jaw as she jammed on the brakes. The tiny car skidded perilously, and she was certain she'd be spiraling into the abyss at any second. Instead, she smashed straight into the immovable object, deploying the car's airbags. That was the last thing she saw before everything went black. Cameron didn't think she lost consciousness. Rather, she lost her headlights, which pitched her into inky darkness unlike anything she'd ever experienced. In the city that never sleeps, it didn't ever get totally dark. Not like this, anyway. With the headlights went the heater, and within minutes she was trembling from the cold and the fear of being alone in the middle of nowhere with something blocking her path. And smacking her face on the airbag hadn't helped. Her nose hurt, and her eyes were watering. She reached for her phone and managed to drop it. Rooting around on the floor, she finally found it, but when she turned it on, she had no service.
Ugh! You gotta be kidding me!
Squinting, she tried to make out what was blocking her path, but it just looked like a huge black wall. She pushed the airbag aside and turned the key. The engine clicked in response, but didn't turn over.
Fantastic!
Who did one even call out here? Did the auto club send tow trucks into the middle of nowhere? She was powering up the phone to try again when the flash of headlights coming toward her caught her attention. With fumbling hands, she managed to get the door open. Her legs didn't want to cooperate as she forced herself out of the car, sinking ankle deep in something cold and wet. Thinking of the $500 cinnamon suede boots she had lusted after for months and finally bought with a gift card from her dad, she whimpered. On the other side of the big black wall, which was now partially lit, she heard a voice.
Are you okay, Fred? Is anything hurt?
The wall let out the deepest moo she'd ever heard and began to move. If her feet hadn't been encased in something nasty, Cameron would have taken a step back when she realized the wall was alive.
What the?
Ambling slowly into the woods, the animal's departure allowed Cameron to see a large man standing in the silhouette of headlights, his truck running behind him. At well over 6 feet tall, his shoulders